Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. Today, joined by a very special guest, the Tucson's best friend. I'd like to think that that's a name I'm a coin for him, Mr. Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Center.
And I get the opportunity to co-host with you. That's amazing. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah, I'm thank you for accepting my invitation. The engineer's yelling at me. You need to turn the...
Is that the right way now?
That's it.
Oh, I thought I had a loud voice already. Yeah,
the engineer was jumping up and doing kicks, and I didn't want him to hurt himself, so I had to make sure I relayed that message to you. But thanks for coming, man. This is super cool. If you do not know Chris Edwards and his gun fingers on the billboards all around town, he is the face behind Tucson Appliance Centers, done a lot of amazing work in, you know, so many different arenas. I've learned kind of over the years, kind of following you. I'd like to think being, you know, a friend to you. And I'm sure we'll talk about that plenty during the show, as well as in having you as my guest co-host interviewing.
Well, I have more of a passion of what you do for our veterans and the community and the people in need. That's important, and you do all the heavy lifting, and you seem like it's so easy, and a lot of people aren't willing to do that, and I definitely look up to you on that aspect.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, and I'm honored to do it. You know, just kind of like when I served in the military in general, you know, whether it was in combat or back here, it's my honor, you know, and just like I appreciate the work you do, or Ron does, or, you know, everybody kind of, I feel like God calls them to do it, and it's just a matter of giving your all to it. So I think you're a great model of that for me.
Well, thank
you. I appreciate you, brother. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace first to our collective loving Father that's makes it so we can all be here, so we can all continue to give, we can all have the amazing relationships. We're all actually fathers here in the studio right now, so we're all blessed to have sons that bless our lives and challenge us to be better men. So I want to thank our collective Father by reading the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this.
Our Father, who art in heaven. I'll sing it?
Yeah, you go ahead. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
No,
please.
I want to go.
Yeah, please.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
That was brilliant.
Like a radio voice? Was that good?
That was great, man. Just like real well spoken, real smooth, just patient, like it built up the anticipation with each word. That was great. I may can that and do something with that in the future, just so
let me practice more. I could do it again a little bit better. I love that prayer. It's amazing. And I've said it thousands and thousands of times. Heck, I say it every time I take off in an airplane and every time I land, before I land.
Okay.
Because those are the two times where airplanes are in accidents. And I'm just like, that's the best prayer to say, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty much how we start the show, every single show. And I for me, it's just like, I like to reflect on the different parts of it. The one that gets me the most is like, those who trespass against me, like forgiving those people.
Yeah,
like
that's 100%.
Like one of the most challenging things to do. But once you do, like the way you operate in the world, it's different. It's the difference between the three of us that are here in studio and the energy that we put out in the world in comparison to the people we probably usually don't associate ourselves with.
Nope, you're 100% right. I just don't see how people are so, they have evil in them. And I don't understand that, because I'm so human and I don't feel like that's, you have to forgive them a little bit, but it's like, really? Aren't you human?
Hmm. Yeah, let's bring one of my favorite people in the world into the conversation. We got Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, who one of my many awesome guest co-hosts on the show. And
Well, hello there.
Yeah, hey, look at you.
Yeah,
look at
hey,
us.
I'm back.
We're back again. And I guess let's speak to kind of like what Chris and I were speaking about, kind of like and how important that is.
Right. Yeah. The forgiveness or just
yeah.
I mean, you can't take probably everything personal. I mean, that's one of the big things.
Yeah.
And I mean, people are going to be people, and they're not always very nice.
Yeah, and as you're saying that, like self-included, like
we need
forgiveness.
Sometimes. Yeah, we need forgiveness every day.
Yeah, I ask my wife regularly for forgiveness.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
So I guess, you know, for those who haven't heard you on the show before,
where have they been if they haven't heard us on the show?
Like, they just got from underneath their rock. It's been a long, long time. They're wiping out the cobwebs out of their eyes right now. Tell them, what is Picture Rocks Cleaning and Plumbing? Because I'm sure they're hot and they need some good AC system.
This is the time of year.
Because you are Ron Arenas for Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, keeping them cool all summer long.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, we're a full-service air conditioning, heating, and plumbing contractor for both residential and commercial. And we're servicing the Tucson and all surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And also, so usually this time of year, particularly going into the summer season, we talk about the things that people really need to look into to make sure their system's running well, to do the traditional maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance is very important. Mm-hmm. Just like doing maintenance on your car, you want it to keep on going down the road for a long time. Same thing with the air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, in the hottest part of the year, it's working the hardest. Mm-hmm. It has the most load on it. So you want that air conditioner to just keep on chugging along and keeping you cool in your home or office or wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm. You know, a question I have actually, and I'm pretty much going to use this radio time to have you answer a problem I have at my home. My upper back bedroom doesn't really seem like it's getting much AC at all. Okay. What's going on there?
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this one. I'm going to have that problem too. I think a lot of people have this problem.
I know that you have
the answer. How long have you been doing AC?
About 25 years.
Yourself, so you're a technician. You brought up in the business. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it could be a factor of a lot of things. It could be just the duct design is really poor.
Is there a fix for that? I'm sorry.
It depends on the house. If it's a flat roof house and it's metal ductwork, then there's not much that we can do, you know, for the design of it, other than tearing things out.
Can you adjust the registers?
You can
close some.
You can adjust some of the registers throughout the house and have it more balanced so that back room gets a little bit more air.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a house with an attic, maybe your flexible duct is pinched somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not quite getting the air that you need over there.
Interesting.
You're having leaky ductwork. Maybe you have air that's going into the attic.
Interesting.
That's
will duct cleaning help that at all?
Not necessarily helping that hot room. Possibly duct sealing could help.
But that's definitely something you guys do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is.
And I feel like there's a special you had going on at one time. Is the special going on still?
No, not right now.
Okay.
More
in
the fall.
That's definitely something you guys do. And you guys always, I mean, definitely I've seen your pricing's great. But I'm going to wrap up on that note.
Okay.
That's Ron Arenas, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Tucson's best friend, Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Center.
Where you are our priority.
That's it. I love it. With the gun fingers.
There you go. That's right. We're on video, too.
Awesome.
Now, we get to talk to Ron again for a second.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to him.
Good. I got some questions
for
him.
So, want to say a special thanks to our sponsors, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, Better Business Bureau of Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Savino Investment Management, Veteran Rescue Mission, and White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more after the break. That's right. That handsome voice that you heard is not lying to you. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Tucson's best friend, Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Center.
Only at Veterans Rescue Mission, where you are our priority.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you got to change it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, you got to switch it up. You are the man that switches it up. You are like the guru of creative and marketing. So I appreciate being around you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I just did a commercial with Better Business Bureau, and it was really hard for me because it was like 3 hours long and makeup and this and that and three or four takes. And I'm used to just going out there and doing it. So, no, that's good enough. That's me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's why I do radio. You know, just do it live. Just do it one take. We talk and then
be real.
Keep
exactly.
it moving. Absolutely. So speaking of another real guy that we have in the studio, another guy I really look up to, you know, I'd like to say a mentor. I heard, you know, you were talking about Ryan Shirley earlier, taking you up on your mentoring skills. I'm probably going to definitely have to take you up on that for sure,
I'm in.
Chris.
You're good. Please. You've always got my... Have I never not answered my phone or contacted you back?
You've always had my back, and I've tried to always have yours for sure.
You
brother.
Do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same with Ron here. You know, he's a guy who... I compare you both to each other regularly with different friends.
I got to get to know you more, Ron.
Yeah. Well, he's a great guy. He's a stand-up guy for sure. In so many different ways. Him, like you, his sons are taking... You know, he's trying to groom them to take over his business. And it's a family business in so many different ways. So it's just... And just the character of this man in so many different ways. Like, I look to him, I'm just like... How do you do that? Every time, everywhere I see you, you're a good character. And it's, you know... And I'm seeing something new that makes me want to add a toolbox into my repertoire.
Oh, so, well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I say that with complete, you know, authenticity and not trying to blow any smoke in any direction, you know, because I really mean it. And the same goes for you, Chris. It's why I keep reaching out to you over and over again, because I really appreciate just you, your genuine being.
Oh, thanks.
So thanks, brother. So, but let's talk about our guest that came here that has a specialty and something that I love hearing about, and hopefully we'll figure out what's going on with my oldest son's bedroom in
sure.
his AC unit.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, you know, another thing I was kind of like pointing to is now a good time for homeowners to think about having their system inspected if they're having operation problems, possibly?
Because
that's something that I'm dealing with and I don't even realize it. And how would one indicate whether they're having operation problems or not?
Well, if their AC isn't, maybe it's not keeping up, maybe it's just, you know, they feel that it's running all the time and it's just never getting a break.
Mm.
Or it sounds different. You know, there's some different sounds coming from the unit that they mm-hmm. haven't heard before. Maybe it's struggling. Then it'd be time to have us go out and take a look at it and do an evaluation, mm-hmm. service it.
Mm. What is your time frame, your turnaround right now to get out to people's houses, depending on what the problem or issue is?
Yeah, depending on the severity, we try to get out to people's houses within 24 hours.
Okay.
If it's something that's more of maybe just a maintenance issue, then maybe a couple of days, 2 or 3 days.
How are you doing, like, when an AC goes out completely and you have to do a change out? And do you have stuff in stock? Do you have to order it? Are they out? Like for a couple days?
Most of it is able to be ordered in town. We have some different distributors, so we can pretty much find what we need in town. But yeah, there's times where they're out of AC for a couple days.
Do you guys have like portable ACs that they can use or purchase, or do they go somewhere and get those?
We do have a portable AC that we can lend them.
You have several of them, then, I take it.
yeah, we have a couple. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty quick on getting to people and getting them back up and running.
But it's good that you have a loaner AC out there to help them keep cool in one room or two.
Right. Yeah,
that's about all you can do until you get a chance to get their product in. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I love having you here, dude. You're hired, Chris. You're my new co-host. Yeah, yeah. Your questions are right on point, because I mean, I wouldn't even consider that. But yeah, if my AC went out today, we would probably just live in an Airbnb for
a lot of people do, especially
week.
You know, if it's the whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's one or two people, then it's a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But when you have the whole family and you have a baby or you have grandma or mm-hmm. something that's there,
All right, so I got a quick question. I'm sorry, you guys, but this is
tough.
Ahead. This is always on top of my head, and now I have the opportunity to ask you live and ask somebody live, because
I'm on
there's
the
a lot
seat.
Of other ones.
Super hot.
How do you have an air conditioning and a plumbing company? What's the difference? What is the connection?
Well, we're already a service company, and we're already in your home. So it just kind of makes sense to have that additional. I mean, we started out as an AC and HVAC company, so we added the plumbing probably about 10 years after we were in business.
And your kids are doing the plumbing too, or are they out there in the field doing the AC or the plumbing or both?
One of my sons did everything. I had him do every job imaginable. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's going to be taking over. My younger son just graduated from high school.
So he's got a long ways to go.
He's got a long ways to go. He just started. He's doing the AC, but he's willing to learn anything and everything.
So you did both plumbing and AC yourself?
I did a little bit of plumbing, yeah, but mostly AC.
Okay, there you go. That's most important anyways. You can hire people smarter than you to do the plumbing, right?
Yeah, you can always hire people that can do it. So you want to have that basic knowledge of it so that you know that they're doing the right job for your customer.
Yep. That's good to hear. You know what they're doing and be honest is two important things in my company. So exactly. And it seems like that's your company too.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah. And it's funny enough, like having been to Tucson Appliance Center several times and having had Picture Rock Cooling and Plumbing employees service my home, the ambiance and the feel of them is very similar. It's very similar, like very family oriented, very comfortable, like people who care, real authentic, good character people, just seem like just good people. And to speak to kind of like the turnaround time that you're asking about, Chris, I want to think pretty much like he's saying, within 24 hours, any issue that I've had, which I've had had them come out two or three different issues that I've had, they're back. They're out there in no time. So, and I follow them online. It seems like you guys, like some pretty big projects, you guys are kind of
taken care of pretty quickly. We try our best. I mean, we're all over town working really long days during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What about during this time when the big storms and the monsoons hit? Does that create problems?
They can throw different challenges at us. It can create problems for the customer where there's condensation problems. If your condensation's backed up, then you're going to get water into the home. But it also can create problems for us if we're going over to someone's house and their AC is up on the roof and there's lightning and wind and
you're not going up there.
Yeah, then we're not going up there. But then the people still don't have AC. You know, they still have their problems. So
all right,
we have to try to...
Let me roll you into the big question. It's really good and easy and try the best for you. What is the best time for people to call you and get it serviced and cleaned out, make sure those condensations, because they get leaves in there and dirt and stuff like that. Not now is not the time to do that, but when is the best time?
The best time to do your maintenance for your air conditioner is probably from the middle of April through the end of May. And then after the summer, we start thinking about furnace, you know, heating, and we want to probably do that maybe October, November. That is kind of dependent on the weather, because it can still be hot in October.
Can you still do it February, March, just to get a head start on? Is that smart or not?
It's not a real good thing to do it because it's just not that warm, and it doesn't have that heat load. We need some heat load. We need that unit to be working so that we can see what it's doing.
That's important. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You two can go on all day, but I have to cut you off. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thanks, Ron, for coming on.
Great. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Website.
PictureRocksCooling.com.
Awesome. And I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chris Edwards, Tucson's best friend.
Where the Veteran Rescue Mission is your priority.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another segment of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Tucson's best friend, Chris Edwards, with Tucson Appliance Company.
Where the Veteran Rescue Mission is your priority.
There you go. Yeah, those who are watching on YouTube, you got to see the gun fingers, but otherwise you just heard silence.
There you go.
But we have an awesome organization in here with us, an amazing woman, new friend, but will be a longtime friend, I'm sure. We have Mimi with We Care Tucson. Thank you for joining us, Mimi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited for two part. One, for our listeners and for me to better learn who We Care Tucson is, and two, for Chris Edwards to learn who We Care Tucson is.
I think I've heard of you guys.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. But for our listeners who've never heard of We Care Tucson before, tell them who you are, what you guys do.
So We Care Tucson is a nonprofit that has been in Tucson since 1998. We originally started out as World Care. Mm-hmm. But when we realized that we needed to focus more on our local community here in Southern Arizona, we changed the focus and our name to We Care Tucson. And our mission is to remove barriers to education, information and wellness. And we do that by taking in use technology. We refurbish what we can and we sell it in our showroom. Anybody's welcome to come in and shop around. But we also have a low-cost computer referral program for those that can't afford it, especially looking at students and people trying to get back into the workforce. And then our other mission is with the healthcare. We provide free medical supplies, and we are a loan chest for medical equipment for anybody. There's no qualifications. There's no questions asked.
So with the low-cost computer referral program, let's dive into that a little bit more. What does it look like to sign up for that, and what does that entail?
So what we look at is anybody who needs a low-cost computer, if they're referred to us through our website, there's a form under our programs tab. They would have someone fill out for them a application. Usually we get it from pastors like yourself, social workers, caseworkers, teachers, counselors, and they fill it out and then we call them.
Okay.
And they come in and they have an option to get either a desktop or a laptop. We charge a minimal fee if they can afford it, because we feel that paying a little something gives it a little bit of value. Yeah. But we also realize that sometimes somebody can't afford anything. And so we work with everybody. And it's as simple as that. And those computers have at least 250 gigs of memory, 8 gigs of RAM. They are Wi-Fi enabled, and they come with a camera and microphone. So they're set for students and workers that want to work from home.
Well, I'm going to have to come over there.
Absolutely. Come check us out.
So I want to know, do you take walk-ins? Are they able to come in and fill out the application at that time? Or is there a location that they can stop by? I understand that it's kind of like a lot that you're giving these people. And no, you can't give out computers to everybody. But not everybody has a computer to fill out an application to send it to you. Or do you take calls?
What we ask when someone comes in, looking for, we ask if they're involved with a caseworker or anybody. If they are, we ask that they ask them to refer them. If not, I've set up where we will work with them, because we realize that that is an issue.
And explain to him, like, paint the picture for Chris and the listeners better, like the location, because pretty much, one, tell them where it's at so they can go to it.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, once they walk in, what can they expect?
So we're located at 3029 North Stone, which is just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street.
Okay.
And you come into our store, there's a big sign on the front of it that says We Care Tucson. And in the front is all the technology. And there's flat screen televisions and all this tech. And then the next section of the area is the medical. And then we have where all the refurbishing takes place. When someone walks in, we're going to ask if we can help you. I've got staff there, and we'll find out what their needs are. If they are looking for a computer and can't afford it, we delve into, are they involved with like La Frontera or an organization like that? And if they're not, then we kind of work with them. We also have, just anybody can walk in and get a laptop. For instance, we have some MacBook Airs. They're 2012s, 2013, but they're $100.
Again, I might have to come over there.
Definitely.
Yeah, next time he breaks his laptop.
It's tough. But so how do you get your name out to these pastors and teachers and counselors and whoever else you're having refer people to? Because, you know, it's kind of, not everybody, I'm sure, knows about you.
Exactly. Part of it is doing exactly what I'm doing now, coming on like radio shows like this, getting news coverage, but also with our partnerships with places like Goodwill, Beacon, Achieve, and also through the medical hospice care facilities and stuff. And it's word of mouth. I think that is
Your best advertisement. It always is good for you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I think for me, not only whether it's World Care now as We Care Tucson, the people around it seem amazing. I think definitely that was the big thing that caught me when I met Mimi at the Arizona Sands Club, was just, again, kind of back to that character piece like we were talking about. You can just tell just when I met her, that's a good character person that I want to be around. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pleasure, you know, getting to know you better. And it's great to get to know this organization better. So I definitely thank you for coming on. How can people volunteer, connect, donate if they want to do so?
So you can volunteer. You can either call us at 520-514-1588, or you can visit our website, wecaretucson.org, and there's a button for ways to help, ways to give. And ways to give means volunteering, donating goods, or financial, or stop by and visit us. We love people coming in. Nice. We accept all medical supplies and equipment and all technology except for CRT TVs or CRT monitors. Those are the big ones that have those.
Okay, no more of those.
No more of those.
Yeah, they got to go. Yep. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us, Mimi.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I look forward to visiting you, and I might know someone that I can connect you with to get you some people in there.
Oh, yeah. I would appreciate it.
I would guess he does.
I would think so.
Yeah, well, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Company.
What's it? Only at the Veteran Rescue Mission, where you are our priority.
Absolutely.
On the YouTube, you can see the points. Yeah.
And go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information about the show, about the work we do connecting homeless veterans with housing, as well as to see our main donation items we're looking for, particularly used vehicles we're looking for. All the guys that we've got connected into housing, they need them for their jobs and their appointments. So we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Tucson's best friend, Mr. Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Company.
Where the veterans... Oh, gosh, dang it.
We almost had it.
Because it was in front of me earlier. Yeah. Veterans Rescue Mission is your priority.
Absolutely. And with the finger guns. You remember seeing these like on billboards?
He hasn't
seen
them yet. He has no idea who I am.
No.
I'm going to get him, though.
Tucson Appliance Company. Now that I've said it, everywhere you're going, you're going to see it. It's kind of like when you get a certain type of car, you see that car everywhere.
I did actually have to do some work with Tucson Appliance Company, I believe, when I was working with the CAC.
Okay.
Because they donate, I think they, or at least were trying to sponsor. I was talking to somebody to try to get Tucson Appliance, but it was just on the phone. So
interesting.
What is CAC?
The Children's Advocacy Center.
Okay.
Southern Arizona.
Yeah, because we definitely donate to a lot of different things.
Yeah. So that's definitely what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I remember speaking to them, and they were like, "Oh no, this is what we can do." And
yeah,
we'll get back to you. And
well, I mean, I really, in so many ways, I can't dote on Chris enough. Just the work he does in the community. I regularly call him a pillar in the community, and it's
praise God.
It's a fact. Yeah, it's a blessing to have him as a friend. So thank you once again, brother.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. And it is all about the community. So, my cell number is everywhere, by the way. Next time, call me on my cell.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's awesome. Let's jump into Touch of Greatness with David Kamara and the work that you do. Tell our listeners, you know, how did you start Touch of Greatness?
Yeah, so, you know, Touch of Greatness is something that has been sort of a part of me for the last probably 5 years, but really been able to actually construct it and start to actually apply it now within the last year. Having a 15-year sales career, you know, being all over the world, selling, training sales leaders all over the world, here in America as well, the greatest thing I did love was always my ability to train. And I love that part about it, right? And now it's like, okay, now you have the ability to, you can now take what you've learned from all these, you know, all these amazing people. I always say this, these great people, great companies, none of them started that way, right? And so what it takes is you're going to learn from, you learn great habits, great skills. You watch great people. And what you do is you take a little bit of that, you take a little bit of that. And I always said, that's how you put it on yourself. You got to get a little touch of greatness from everyone to make yourself great. And so that was the onus behind the name. You know, it's about providing a touch of greatness. You know, if you could learn some great skill sets, you can upskill yourself that percentile, you can move yourself eventually to where you need to be. And so that's sort of how it came about.
Okay. And what do those services entail, and like what makes what you do unique in comparison to your competitors?
Yeah, so because of my sales training and sales background, obviously, and working with nonprofits for a long time, yeah, my business is here. I've raised over $15 million in Tucson here alone from my sales companies that working with charities. Mm-hmm. And with that nonprofit, so I work directly with nonprofits, creating developmental plans, creating how to do it, training the people how to do it to achieve those goals. I work with companies and I do one-on-one coaching as well.
Nice.
What makes me different? I think it's my ability. I think it's just my charisma. Mm. One of the things is that most people, when it comes to sales, it's really the people aspect, really, right? And sometimes I can teach you what to say and do all this, but in reality, it's just learning how to motivate people mentally. A lot of times you're being the blocks that stop you from being great are just sometimes about motivation and who you are and confidence in yourself. Mm. But when you layer that with the fundamentals, when you, like you always say, you don't know what you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. If we're able to fill those blanks in, and make people have fun learning how to sell again, and that's what I provide. I provide an environment of enrichment, motivation, and making people recognize that you always had the skill. It's about putting it together.
Nice. And then people who, you know, want to seek your service, kind of connect with you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. You can go to INEEDTOG4 at gmail.com. So INEEDTOG4 at gmail.com. Or my website is www.togsales.com.
Okay.
Which is probably the most easiest way to reach me. Just go on my website. You can check out the services.
TOGsales.com.
TOGsales.com.
Clean and easy.
Clean and easy.
Nice. Well,
I want to see this in action.
Well, okay, so give me something. I can do it.
Well, I just want to know, like, when you go and train these people, what do? You come in there, you just you look at the business and you say, okay, I can train these salespeople to have the charisma that you have, the talkability, the sales ability, because it is about the relationship and the person, right, when you run into them.
Right.
And I can see you're... Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say it, but I just wanted to see you in action, actually, yeah. Somehow, or see what you've done, where you've gone.
Yeah, so... Well, you mean like what?
Where who have you trained already?
I've trained him.
Okay, I haven't seen him work
bro,
yet.
Bro, Friday morning, Don's Avis. What are you talking about?
So every Friday you can see me with Don's Avis training.
There you go. Where's that at?
It's up in Oro Valley. The exact address, I don't know the exact address, but it'd be 111.
Well, I think that's he's okay. Asking for actually a consultation for you to come and sit down with his people and see where they're.
You never know.
Are.
Yeah,
that's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, like where I was going, but hearing. I mean, you didn't catch on.
I guess more people is like. Like, you know, I didn't pick up that you needed help. I'm
you
like,
were waiting for like, oh, you're waiting for help. Sell this pen.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to tell me, oh, you're going to set me up to do something. I'm like, okay, give me something to do.
Like, you know, like I do, not everybody's going to listen to me, the big boss that knows what I'm doing. They're going to listen to somebody else or hear something else and get that touch of greatness from somebody else. They get one from me, one from you, one from him, one from, they get it all over. Just like you said, I agree with everything you said, by the way.
No, thank you for that. And I think like, you know, most of the time it is sometimes they always say that the problem of proximity. So I'm too close to you. You're the boss. It's like, you know what? My sales guys, like I used to be amazing. I used to go to another company and then I would raise their profitability by like 25% by just talking for them for that day. Right. Mm-hmm. But maybe my office is the same. Like we see you every day. We hear you every day. So sometimes it's just a new voice, right? Mm. Sometimes it's a new voice that's telling you the same thing that you might have been hearing.
Yeah.
But because it's a different voice, it hits differently, right? And always people want to see like, well, I can tell, like, show me what you've done. And when you're able to say, okay, this is what I've done for this so many, you know, hundreds and thousands of people, then people say, okay, wow, then maybe I can do that, right?
TOGsales.com.
Yes.
Thank you, David. Because I want to give our good brother, Aaron, a little bit of time to talk about the Good Brother Project and what that's about. And I know this Good Brothers Foundation is kind of like a co-founded thing. So have Aaron tell me about the baby that you guys share.
Sure. Thank you so much. The Good Brothers Project. Mm-hmm. I always ask everybody this question, John. I say, okay, tell me this. Every plan you ever made.
Okay.
Did every plan you ever made go exactly the way you want it to?
Or any of them go how I wanted them to?
No. Any, right? And the same thing, right? Yeah. So it's like, what the Good Brothers Project is about, it's about dealing with difficulties and obstacles in our lives. Mm-hmm. It's about realizing that, like, I believe that people have a destiny and a purpose. I believe that people have greatness inside of them.
Yes, they do.
There are things that we go through that makes it difficult to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So Good Brothers Project, it's a character building program. It's a mentoring program to help people grow, to overcome the obstacles of their destiny.
So also with the Good Brothers Foundation, what does choose to grow mean?
Yeah, choose to grow, man. See, things don't always go the way you want them to. We talked about that. Plan doesn't happen exactly the way. Everybody doesn't show up. Things are late.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have a choice how you respond to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a choice. And it's scary to realize that, because then I realize, dang, a lot of times I'm in situations because I've chosen to choose my choices.
Mm.
I got to deal with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what we want to encourage is choose to grow. How can I learn from this? How can I gain a new insight or experience? How can I develop a new skill set? How can I use this to add to what I already know to be true? Mm. One of the things I appreciated so much working with David, he taught me some fundamental sales skills. And when I practiced those things and applied them, and he told me, he's like, no, this is the system. This is what everyone does. This is what I does. And this was what I do. And these are the outcomes that you can expect.
Mm.
And he showed me that. And when I actually did it, it actually worked.
You were successful.
Now, I made that choice to do it. It could actually go that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage young men. We work with boys grades K through 12. Choose to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Choose to learn something new. Because if I just, man, oh, so powerful. I got to share this. I work with this man. His name is Cole Upton.
Mm.
Amazing mentor. He's one of the student success specialists.
Powerful
he shared
story.
With me this amazing wisdom that his father shared with him. He said, you will either be a product of your circumstances or a product of your ambition. And when I heard him say that, I'm like, man, that's the essence of choose to grow.
Yes.
Because it's not just what's going on around me. It's what I believe in my heart. It's the dream that I hold for my future. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to choose to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to encourage young men to choose to grow.
Nice. So if people want to connect with the Good Brothers Project, get your services, plug in, how do they do that? What does that look like?
Yes. Please go to the website, thegoodbrothersproject.com.
Nice.
Just like that.
.com.
Just like that.
I like his website better than yours. Yours is hard to remember.
I hear that. But I'll always promote my brother, though.
There you go.
TOG Sales.
My job is to choose to grow.
TheGoodBrothersProject.com. Mm-hmm. Two great guys, David Kamara, Aaron Scott. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Vendon Rescue Mission. I am your grandma's favorite pastor, Pastor John McClain, here with your grandma's favorite appliance guy, Chris Edwards.
Only where the Veterans Rescue Mission is your priority.
I just wanted to give you this.
All right, thank you. I have a gift from Culture Knots from my friend David Kamara and their family. Thank you so much, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll be back next week. You guys all eat your vegetables, wash behind your ears, and don't forget to do your homework before you go to bed.
What about between your toes?
I'm not going to get that personal with them. Yeah. See you next